This is Jim Bryson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
I would feel much better if we only talked more.
Gets a little weird at the end there, doesn't it? Does it need to be that weird at the end? I don't know. I think it was fine without the weirdness, but still great. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. Here till 4 o'clock, playing you singer-songwriters and whatever else pops into my head. It should be a good show today. I think my voice seems to be holding out okay. That was not the case on Thursday. When I came down here and tried to interview Scott Cook, Scott played last night with his fabulous trio at the Times Change, and it was outstanding, is what it was. And Scott's still in town; he's still around. So you know what? He's kind enough. He's going to try to drop by in a little while here. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be pretty exciting indeed. We got a couple of shows to talk about and some new stuff. Well, one new song. I didn't take as much time to listen to new music this week because I just kept listening to one song over and over and over. And it's a banger. So we might have to rock out on today's show so I can play that for you. I might only play it for you once, but I might play it more than once. It's so good. Whatever else. We also got a couple of birthdays going on. Today is the birthday of our good pal Jim Bryson, who we just heard there from his latest fabulous record, Somewhere We Will Find Our Place. And I don't know what it is with Jim, his releases. Remember, I never did ask him about this. He had that record ready to go for a long time and was going to put it out, but it had to wait for whatever reason. And then he went in and recorded some acoustic EP that he was going to put out before that record. Whatever happened to that? I don't know. We should probably find out. He's been working on new material already, so you never know. And I also just happened to have listened to this morning a great new record that he produced. Maybe we'll play you that. It is his birthday after all. But you know what? Okay, I know we play enough Jim Bryson here. Well, really, is there enough? Is there a time at which you go, that's enough Jim Bryson? I personally haven't ever reached that time, that level. So I kind of apologize if you have, but not really. Because, well, he's brilliant. Let's play a couple from the birthday boy, maybe a couple from the record that he produced that I just got, which is terrific. And then whatever else. You wanna hear something? 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. Jeff Robson here listening to this beautiful song from Jim Bryson also. Jeff Robson.
And I delayed a few days. My bottled blues keep you away. And I will break your sweet heart, 'cause we're through in these parts. And I have shamed your reprise, and after sleep we shall rise. And I will break your sweet hearts, 'cause we're through in these parts. Good. more sunshine, and I will break your sweet hearts, 'cause we're through these parts. Sweethearts, 'cause we're through these parts. We're through these parts. We'll be right back.
mother said there is no point complaining. You'll go to work if it is sunny or it's raining. Do love enough, but it'll never be enough. No worry about you, and that's how I show my love now. I can't explain why I'm a widow two times over. Except to say, if that's your God, then I don't know her. My father said that I wasted my time. If I thought that arguing with him would change his mind. You always said that only my mother's love could save him. When she returned at 6 p.m., he wasn't breathing. Do what you gotta do. I won't stand in front of you. And I won't argue. If you're even true, what's your excuse now for the mess you're making? My mother's boyfriend said, make your own luck. And I hope he meant it lying dead under that truck. He said, do all that you can do for yourself. He was alone the only time he needed help. Just like my friend who said, without a risk, you got nothing. You can't win a race if you're not even running. And he reached out across the bench seat to me. I drew a heart in the condensation on the windscreen now. Where I was standing by my mother's boyfriend's grave. My friend was hanging one moment away. Do what you gotta do. I won't stand in front of you. No, I won't argue. If you're even true, what's your excuse now for the mess you're making? Do what you gotta do. I won't stand in front of you. No, I won't argue. What's your excuse now for the mess you're making now? I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe. Mess you've gone and made.
Thank you.
better than I do in the daylight. When I come to you, I come so quiet, and I creep up on you. Told you I was leaving to you, begged for me to stay. You noticed I was shaking, I told you.
How do you like that, eh? No doubt that Jim Bryson's all over that one, right? Am I right? That was Larissa Tandy from a new record called The Grip, with a couple of tracks. That last one was just so Jim Bryson and so terrific. I liked that one a lot. Hopefully you did as well. That last one was I Won't Let You Go, as you might have guessed. And before that, we heard My Mother's Boyfriend. There from Larissa Tandy. This is a pretty swell record. She's an Australian gal, but lives between here and there. So she's a part-time Canadian and hooked up with Jim Bryson and made a pretty swell record. I think you'd like it. I think you should look it up. Larissa Tandy. Before that, a couple of from the man himself from the terrific record, The North Side Benches. We heard Captain Finch and Without Piano there from the classic debut, The Occasionals, which you can get on the Bandcamp now. And Jim keeps toying with the idea of putting that one out on vinyl. And it's his only record that doesn't have the vinyl release. So, you know, I think we should work together to encourage that to happen. Okay? I knew you'd help me out. What should we play? Oh, how about, here, let's switch gears for a minute. I don't know where we're going to go from here, but I haven't played this for you, I don't think. It's a brand new record from a friend of ours. She's been on the show before, and, just a lovely, charming, wonderful, talented young lady. And, we haven't seen her around in town for a while, but, hopefully soon, now that she's got this new record, it's called Daybreak Over Jackson Street. This is brand new from Steph Cameron on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Made all my plans when I was young and A beacon in the night. Your sister marches on, but you're struggling with this fight. Things will never be the same, like the carving of a stone. You gotta live within its grooves, take that rubble, make a home. Now we head towards the light. Face once more.
money market rates. Ducks into a Hummer, the vampire Alberta wears a bow tie and a pin that says support the arts. Yeah, the vampire Alberta takes a photo for another slide in the PowerPoint of all the places we won't remember. An oily mouth along a sleeve, a forest in the foothills. The vampire Alberta drools a perfect inky tailing pond. It shakes away. Yeah, the vampire Alberta lifts a nearly empty glass and pleads, need another one of these. Keep on coming. Good times are coming.
John K. Sampson and the Winter Wheat there. From the album Winter Wheat, yeah. The Vampire Alberta Blues. Isn't that what it's called? I think it is. It is. It is. Such a good song. And it looks like you can catch Sampson at just about any Canadian folk festival this summer, which is great. You know, nothing wrong with that. That's a fine, fine choice for your folk festival's summer lineup, I would say. You can also catch 100 Mile House at a lot of festivals this summer. They got a busy summer lineup, it looks like. They are terrific. I just love those two. We heard Hidden Springs off their new record. And when you see them at one of those folk festivals, and I don't know if I will, ask them how to pronounce the title of their new record for me and ask them why they hate radio programmers who have to try to say that. Just ask them. They're sweet people. They won't get mad. They'll probably laugh. It'll be fun. That'll be your bonding moment. There you go. See? So when you see them at a folk festival, you just go and say, "Hey, what's up with your album title? Do you hate radio programmers?" You'll be fast friends. Denise and what's the dude's name? Pete? Peter? Is that his name? Peter? Nice folks. Nice folks. Yeah, Peter. Yeah, as usual, the Trout Forest Music Festival jumped the queue and saw what was coming and had them last summer. Good thing, because they wouldn't be able to afford them this summer, it looks like, which is good. Lynn Hansen in there, her new record, Uneven Ground. We heard Every Honest Misstep. That's a great record, produced by Winnipeg's own Scott Nolan, recorded here at the Song Shop. The first release on Song Shop Records, as a matter of fact. and got to see Scott and the Song Shop crew at the West End Cultural Center on Friday. And I've seen Scott Nolan in every configuration there could possibly be, from, you know, when we were kids and he was in Lederhosen, solo, duo, big band, small band, every band, every kind of band there is. I've seen Scott Nolan in it. I've seen Scott Nolan 100 times. But there's something special in the water on Friday, having him and William Prince bounce songs off of each other. They were having the times of their lives, and that, my friends, makes for a much better show, and it was outstanding. And they're trying to get themselves on some festival lineups. Why they'd have to try, I don't know. I guess because Prince William's already on every festival lineup, they just figure, well, what do we need that Nolan kid for? But you do, because it makes it better, I'm telling you. It was an amazing show. What's my point? I don't know. We heard something new from the Waifs in there, from their album Iron Bark. We heard Sugar Mama, double disc, this new one from the Waifs. Good stuff. And new from Steph Cameron. She's back to the exactly what she did the first time, just her and her guitar and some great songs. Young and Living Free was the one we heard off Daybreak Over Jackson Street. You know what? That got me in such a good mood. I'm going to rock your world right now. I'm going to play a couple of bangers, and I make no apologies for whatever's going to happen to you when your legs start shaking. Hopefully, Ron, that new iron platinum gold-plated knee of yours can handle a little shaking, cuz you're going to shake your leg, maybe even both of them, and have some fun. Check this out. Oh, my God, this is so good. Who knew he had it in him? You know, he used to rock out, and then he got sober and had a kid and got married and all that stuff, and you kind of figured, well, that was fun back in the day. He's back, baby. Check this out. This is brand new from Jason Isbell. Holy cow.
Baby, come and get, just swallows you up. Baby, come and get, just swallows you up. Start this next set with a song about the North Texas, Southern Oklahoma crystal methamphetamine industry.
Quiet. in Tushka that day. Pop knife and gunplay spotter, SKS rifle and a couple full cases of that steel core ammo with the bear dam primers from some East Bloc nation that no longer needs a man. Desert Eagle, that's one great big old pistol. I mean, 50 caliber made by badass Hebrews and some surplus tracers for that old BAR of Slayton's. Soon as it gets dark, we're gonna have us a time. We're gonna have us a time. Have us a time.
Probably our most requested song. Ron didn't even request it this time, but he phoned in and said, when's James coming back? Ron, be patient. He was just here not that long ago. Man, oh man. Choctaw Bingo. We'll send that out to Dale today. Love hearing from Dale. And, you know, anybody else, when you give us a call, it kind of seems to make a little more sense, me sitting here talking to myself all day. So we do appreciate it. So you take care of yourself, Dale, and we'll try to get that other song on for you. coming up a little bit later on the program. We also heard something new from Greg McPherson in there before that. He calls himself Figure Walking. Well, I guess him and Rob Gardner call themselves Figure Walking. They got a new record called The Big Other. We heard Victorious and something brand new from Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. Most rockin' track I think he's ever done. Cumberland Gap there from their new record, The Nashville Sound. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills, and we're going to come back and chat again with Scott Cook. He's got a guitar. He's laid back, ready to go. Can't wait to chat with him and hear some music. Stick around. Tell the band to go home. We'll return.